Last week, I was talking to a roofing contractor. Good guy, hard worker. Crews are busy. Phones are ringing. Sales are coming in. And he said something I hear all the time. Hey, Dave, I don't get it. I'm working harder than I've ever worked before, and I feel like I'm getting nowhere. I just laughed, not because it was funny, because I've heard the exact same thing 100 times. Different contractor, different city. It's a different company, but it's the same story. Working nights, working weekends, putting out fires, are always stressed, always chasing the next lead, always looking for the next magic bullet. And the crazy thing is, most of the time, the problem isn't leads. It's not marketing. It's not even sales. The problem is they don't know exactly where they are. They don't know where they're trying to go. And they don't know what's really holding them back. Today, I want to share the 7 things I see over and over again that keep good roofing contractors stuck. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Roofer Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, and if you're new here, I spent over 30 years in the roofing business, built a company from the ground up, made a lot of mistakes, learned some hard lessons. Eventually, I sold that company, and now I spend my time helping roofing contractors build better businesses. The reason I can spot these problems so quickly now is because I've made most of them myself. I wasn't smart enough to avoid them. I stepped in every pothole, lost money, made bad hires. Problem number one, they have no clear destination. One of the first questions I ask contractors is simple. What are you trying to build? And you'd be amazed at how many people don't have a clear answer. They want more leads. They want more sales, more revenue. Okay, well, why? What does success actually look like? I had a contractor tell me he wanted to build a $10 million company. I asked him why. He looked at me and said, I don't know. Everybody says that's what I'm supposed to do. That's not a plan. Maybe your ideal business is $3 million. Maybe it's $5. Maybe it's $20. Maybe it's a lifestyle business that lets you make a great living and spend time with your family. There isn't a right answer, but there is a wrong answer. And that's having no answer at all. If you don't know where you're going, every opportunity looks like the right opportunity. Every salesman has the answer. Every software looks amazing. Every lead source sounds like the solution. And before long, you're running in circles. Problem number two, you built yourself a job. This one hurts because it's personal. I call it the 2-week vacation test. Everybody says they want freedom. Everybody says they want time off. So I ask one question. What happens if you disappear for 2 weeks? Who answers the phone? Who handles customer complaints? Who schedules jobs? Who follows up on the estimates? And who orders materials? Makes payroll decisions? If the answer is me every time, you don't own a business. You own a job. Actually, it's worse than a job. A job lets you leave at night. Your business follows you everywhere. I've had contractors answering customer calls from Disneyland, answering texts during anniversaries, taking calls from job sites while watching their kids' baseball game. That's not freedom. That's a hostage situation. The goal isn't taking a 2-week vacation. The goal is building a company that could survive one. As I've talked before, you know, I grew up in a small family business and a good business. My father was a great guy. Ran a good business, but he was chained to that business. He could never take time off. And there's no way he could take that 2-week vacation. So when I took over the company, I wanted to do things differently. I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted to have time to travel, to be with my kids, watch them grow up. And that's what I did, finally. But it wasn't before. I totally screwed everything up. I had no idea what I was doing. But finally, I got tired of that, and I hired a consultant, and he laid this thing out about getting to my destination, and that was getting time off, not being chained to this business like my father was. I wanted to have the freedom to do what it was that I wanted and the income to enjoy it and still have a business that took care of itself while I was away. Before we continue, let me thank SMA Support. One of the biggest reasons contractors stay stuck is they're trying to do everything themselves. Answer the phones, follow up leads, schedule appointments, and call in old estimates. handle customer communication. The reality is all those things need to get done, but they don't all need to be done by you. The team at SMA Support helps contractors with inside sales, lead follow-up, customer service, and administrative support. If you're tired of wearing every hat in your business, check these guys out at smasupport.us. Be sure to tell them Dave sent you. Problem number three, bad numbers. I don't think I've ever worked with a contractor that didn't need some kind of financial cleanup. Seriously, almost everyone. The books are behind, the chart of accounts is a mess. Nobody trusts the balance sheet. Nobody knows their real profit. Then they wonder why they're stressed out about money. I was working with a contractor recently. good sales, good reputation, they're busy. Thinking about taking out another loan. What? When we dug into the numbers, the problem wasn't that he needed more debt. The problem was nobody knew what was actually happening financially, and that's scary. That's why that cleanup is so critical. I mean, we had to go back almost 2 years of financial information, get this thing straight, get it figured out. It's a mess. I had no idea what's going on in that company, and I read financial statements all day long. Okay. So you've got to start there where we've got good numbers, we've got good financial statements that we have confidence in, that we know we can make decisions, spending decisions. I mean, pricing your jobs. If your financials are not set up correctly, your chart of accounts, so you know what your true job costs are, you're marking the jobs up wrong. You could be losing money on every job and you don't know why. So this is what's important, is getting these numbers dialed in. I always talk about from day one, we build a business to sell. Doesn't mean you got to sell it, but it gives you options. And one of the most important things that buyers want to see is good, clear financial information going back a few years. You can't make good decisions with bad information. And remember, revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity, but cash is reality. And if you don't know those numbers, you're driving blind. Problem number four, no scoreboard. Here's where most contractors get confused. Your financials tell you where you've been. Your scoreboard tells you where you're going, how many leads came in, how many appointments were set, how many estimates went out, what's your close rate, what's your average job size. How many reviews did you get? What's your quick ratio? What's your pipeline look like? Everybody loves the sell work part. Nobody loves the keep score part. But this is the third leg of the stool. Sell work, do work, and keep score. And if one of those legs get weak, the whole thing falls over. Problem number five, no sales system. Everybody wants more leads. Almost nobody maximizes the leads they already have. Had a contractor tell me he needed more leads. When we looked in his CRM, there were dozens and dozens of estimates sitting there with no follow-up. Nobody called them. Nobody emailed them. Nobody texted them. They'd already paid for those leads and then just walked away. Had a contractor I was working with one time, and one of the first things I do when I go into the business is say, okay, let's take a look at your open quotes. What do you got sitting there? Okay, you've got three buckets. You know, you go out and make a proposal. You could lose it. They say, hey, whatever, going with my buddy. You sell it. Okay, but in the middle, that third bucket, that's where the gold is. That's those open quotes that just haven't been followed up. You got somebody that says, hey, you know, it looks great, but I got to get another price. I'm waiting for my tax return money to come back from. Who knows? But you go out there, and then you're on to the next deal. After you've already spent the money to get the lead, spent the money to go out there and make the estimate, the whole deal, admin time, it's expensive. And those are just sitting there. So I'm talking to this contractor, and we go back and look at his CRM. Fortunately, it was in there. You know, we could tell more or less. We didn't know what jobs have closed that we've already lost, but they're just sitting there. Okay, some of those deals are there. We just have to remind them. We have to continue the sale with sales follow-up. So we put that together. I mean, there's almost $3 million of open quotes in this thing. Unbelievable. Okay, so the CRM that he had, it did not do a good job of setting up automations, follow-up automations through email and text, and keeping you top of mind in front of the customer, because it takes follow-up. I mean, you talk about that, you know, it takes 7 touches before somebody remembers you. You know, I talk about my experience when I got a roof. I get these quotes. I don't know anybody around here, you know, in the residential business. So I get these 3 quotes and I get busy. I put them aside, you know, I go, oh yeah, that was great. You know, I gotta get this thing done, but I'm busy. So I put them aside and then I pull them out one day. I look at them. They all look the same. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference between any of them. There was no differentiation, nothing that stuck out in my mind. So now I'm dealing with commodities, so why wouldn't I just pick the lowest price? Fortunately, I got a couple more quotes from some guys that actually knew what they were doing, and I went with one of those, had a great job. But it's follow-up. It's staying on top of these, and you're going to the next step. Okay, great. You're waiting for your tax return money. When do you think that's going to be? Well, it should be within the next month. Okay, well, 30 days from now, I'm going to give you a call on this date. And let's see how it's going, you know, because we'd really like to do the job and we want to make sure we get you, you know, get you scheduled. Prices are going up, as you know, so we want to stay on top of this. And, you know, I'll tell you, in my experience, if one of those guys had just called back and say, hey, we'd like to get you on the books, you know, we got a price increase coming on, or we'd really like to do your job, I probably would have just gone with them, you know, because I just needed somebody to, you know, get me off the dime and get it done. But what happens is you make this quote and whether they lose the quote or not, you know, they don't remember who you are. They're not going to call you back. It's crazy. Okay. So that's where the money's at. So here's this guy. He's got like $3 million there to say. So we get a CRM that I like, which is ProLine CRM. They're great. And one of the best things that they've got is a great rehash program where they have automation. So when you make that quote, you don't have to keep following up all the time, making those phone calls. You've got automations that go out. So we've sent them out an email afterwards. Hey, you know, really appreciate you having us out there. I just wanted to follow up and see if you had any questions. You know, can we get you lined up on the job? Then maybe a text goes out. And it's just this constant follow-up. When do you stop? Never, until I tell you to drop dead. Because I've had some of these deals, I mean, you know, the sales cycle, it could take, you know, 2 years maybe before they get around to doing it and before they get the money to do it. So you never let them forget. You're always out there. You're following up. And the great thing about ProLine is that it actually sends the number from your phone. So you got a sales guy, it's going to, the text is going to come from their personal cell phone rather than some random 800 number or something that just looks like it's a robot. Go where the gold's at. Rehash these leads. This guy with the $3 million in open quotes. I mean, we got ProLine in, set up the automations, and within 30 days, he had close to $1 million in sales. You know, we found out that we lost a lot of them. Job never got done for whatever reason. We got the CRM cleaned up. So now we knew exactly what was sitting out there and we could follow up automatically. It didn't take us time, but this is how you have to set up a business. And the easiest sale is often the lead you've already generated. Leads are getting more expensive. It's tough out there. Okay. You've got to do more with less. This is where systems matter. Pre-appointment communication, follow-up, rehash, review requests, referral requests. You know, you can do that with automations. Customer experience. The best companies aren't always generating more leads. They're converting more of the leads they already have. And that takes a system, and you have to be consistent and you do it every time. That's what makes a strong, sellable business. And we were talking about ProLine CRM, and I just want to thank them for sponsoring this episode. One thing I love about ProLine is their focus on helping contractors sell more work and keep score. A CRM isn't just a place to store names and phone numbers. It's a system for managing your pipeline, improving follow-up, as we were talking about, and understanding what's really happening in your business. The contractors that know their numbers, they're going to make better decisions. And better decisions create better businesses. So check out ProLine, set up a demo at useproline.com, and tell them Dave sent you. All right. Problem number six, no clear identity. Every roofing website says the same thing. Integrity, quality, great service, fair pricing, family-owned, highest quality workmanship. Guess what? Everybody says that. Nobody believes it. People don't buy roofs. They buy trust. One of the first things I do when I come into a company, I look at their about page on their website, because that's where the story lives. Why did you start the company? What makes you different? Why should somebody trust you? Most contractors have an incredible story to tell. They just don't tell it. Maybe your dad started the company. Maybe you grew up in the neighborhood. Maybe you've been serving the same community for 30 years. Your kids work in the business, not generic marketing copy. People buy from people. Get rid of the stock photos that everybody knows they're stock. That's not you. You know, put up some photos of yourself. Put up photos of your family, your dog. Tell a story, you know. I'm working with this guy the other day. I don't really have anything to talk about. Well, okay, we start digging into it. Well, it turns out he went to college there. He's lived there for 30 years. He's tied to this community. He's not some, you know, guy that comes in, blows out of here that you can't trust. I mean, there's all kinds of trust factors going on there. So use them. They want to see who they're dealing with. They want to see the guys that are actually coming out to their, you know, their home around their kids that are going to do this roof. Can they be trusted? That's what matters. Stop being a commodity, just like everybody else. It's going to be a race to the bottom, because the only guys that win, well, they don't win. Everybody loses, because they just keep getting lower and lower. And, you know, we'll match any price. It's crazy. It just says cheap all over it. No, you've got to build trust so you can charge the prices that you need. Give them a reason. Why should they pay 20% more for your roof if you look like everybody else? Build trust. Problem number seven, shiny object syndrome. This might be the biggest killer of all. Contractors are constantly chasing the next thing. New software, new marketing company, new AI tools, new lead source, new secret strategy. Everybody wants a shortcut. Everyone's got those seminar books sitting on the shelf collecting dust. Meanwhile, they're ignoring the fundamentals, the basic blocking and tackling that wins games. It's pricing, leadership, culture, reviews that build trust, follow-up, financials, and systems. The boring stuff is usually what makes you money. The companies winning today aren't doing extraordinary things. They're doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. After 30 years of running my roofing business and working with hundreds of contractors, here's what I've learned. Most contractors don't need more information. Most contractors have shelves full of books, seminar binders, software demos, marketing pitches, ideas they've never implemented. What they need is clarity. What they need is a roadmap. What they need is somebody who's been there before and can help them identify what's actually holding them back. Because sometimes it's not leads. Sometimes it's pricing. Sometimes it's cash flow. Sometimes it's leadership. Sometimes it's something you've never even thought about. And that's exactly why I developed what I call the Roofing Business Blueprint. It's designed to cut through the noise and identify what's actually holding your business back. We look at where you've been, where you are today, where you want to go, your financials, your team, your systems, your sales process and marketing, your operations. Then we build a roadmap for the next 12 months, not a cookie cutter course, not generic advice, a real plan built around your business. If you'd like to learn more, head over to theroofercoach.com and schedule a call with me. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, you don't build a great company by working harder. You build it by building a business that works without you. We'll see you next time on The Roofer Show.